I would like to read from Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. The subject that's on my heart this morning is the importance of spiritual food. The importance of food for our soul. Most of us like natural food, and if your children stop wanting to eat, you need to probably recognize that there's something wrong with them when they don't want to eat. All of us, when we get very sick, sometimes we lose our appetite. And the Word of God draws a lot of parallels between natural food and spiritual food. Natural food is for your body. Spiritual food is for your soul. And just as people that are physically sick might lose their appetite and not be too interested in natural food, same true as though of those who are sick spiritually, they're not too interested in spiritual food, and the spiritual food is the Word of God. So if you are not very interested in the Word of God, then I would caution you that you are sick and you need to get God's help. You need to seek the great physician to help you find out what's wrong that's causing you not to desire spiritual food. The Word of God teaches us that babies need milk. We know that from having our own children that they need milk. They desire milk. They'll cry in order to get milk. They need that milk to satisfy their appetite. They need that milk to satisfy their hunger. They need that milk in order to grow into adulthood. As we grow, as your children grow, they stop needing milk all the time, and they need more kinds of food and greater varieties of food, and they need more food. Doesn't take many calories for a baby, and doesn't take a lot of different varieties for a baby. They just need milk. Likewise, as people begin to grow spiritually, the first thing they always need is milk, the milk of God's Word. Peter tells us to desire the sincere milk of the Word of God. As he says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. Just like a baby desires natural milk, we ought to desire the spiritual milk in God's Word. I still, though I'm an adult, my mom and I still like, sometimes if we're having trouble going to sleep, we like to get a big glass of milk and drink that milk. It helps me sleep. I guess it goes back to when I was a baby and I liked to drink milk. But for some reason, I periodically go back and want a glass of milk. Same thing's true with the people of God as they grow spiritually. They want strong meat. They want all the other kinds of food that there is in the Word of God. But sometimes we like to just go back and get some of the milk from God's Word. All of God's Word is spiritual food for the people of God. God told Micah to feed the people of God. Feed thy people with thy rod. It's Micah chapter 14 and verse 7, I believe, that he says, feed thy people with thy rod. Now, the rod of God's Word is not something we would typically want to be fed. God told Micah he better feed the people of God with the rod. So you feed them with the milk and you feed them with the rod. You give them some dessert sometime. And sometimes you give them something that is not so pleasant and not as palatable and something they don't enjoy. But it's for our good that we receive all the food that's in God's Word. Jeremiah chapter 3, beginning with verse 12, the Word of God says, go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. God's saying, you better return to me. I'm not going to hold back my anger forever. He says, return. Now, you can't return somewhere you've never been. These are people that have been close to God, and now they've gone away from God, and God God calls them and says, return unto me, come back. Verse 13 says, only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Have you ever gone away from God? Have you ever backslidden? That's a scriptural term. It's used here in this passage. I think probably all of us from time to time have backslidden, and we need to return to the Lord. Here's what God says He will do if we will return to the Lord. Look at verse 14. 14, He says, turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Watch the wording now. He's going to bring them to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you. They're going to pastors are going to do what? They shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Brethren, one of my primary functions as a minister of the gospel and as your pastor, one of the main things I'm to do is to feed you the Word of God. That's what Peter was told. Jesus told Peter, feed my lambs. If you love me, feed my lambs. If you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. Is there different kinds of food for lambs and sheep? Sure there is. In this congregation, there are lambs, probably a few goats, but there are lambs and there are sheep. There are babes in Christ and then there are mature sheep. And everybody needs exactly what God can give them. And I am responsible for feeding the lambs and the sheep and the mature sheep. Now that's a big responsibility to try to feed the lambs and the sheep and the mature sheep all at one time to feed them. So I need your prayers that God will help me to feed you. Feed you with the Word of God. Feed you, He says here, I'll give you, if you return to me, I'll give you pastors that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. A pastor can't feed you with knowledge if he doesn't have any knowledge. A pastor cannot feed you with understanding if he doesn't have any understanding. So it takes a lot of studying and digesting and working and preparation in order to feed you with knowledge and understanding. I remember we used to have a member here that he just kind of despised the Word of God. And he was real happy the first 4 or 5 years, and then he got on the wrong track, and then he stopped liking everything. Everything he once enjoyed, he stopped liking. And he made this statement one time. He said, you know, you're not really a preacher, you're just a teacher. And I thought, well, maybe that's right. Maybe I am just a teacher. And then I began to look at God's Word as I tried to examine what He said, and I found out that Jesus, everywhere He went, He taught them. You follow that? You find more in God's Word about Jesus teaching than you do about Him preaching. I believe that all preaching should be teaching. I believe the people of God, if they're being fed, they're going to be fed with knowledge and with understanding. You remember when Philip went to preach to the eunuch, and the eunuch was sitting there reading, and Philip said, understandest thou what thou readest? And the eunuch said, you watch the wording there, understandest? Do you understand what you're reading? And the eunuch said, how can I except some man guide me? Did you know that all my life I have had the great privilege of being around great men of God who have taught me, they have fed me with knowledge and understanding. Now, I can't just give you what they have taught me, but I have to read and study also. If I'm going to feed you with knowledge and understanding, I have to study the Word of God. The Apostle Paul wrote to the young preacher Timothy and said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. Did you know it's work to feed the people of God? Did you know all of you are supposed to be feeding people the Word of God? You're supposed to be reading and studying the Word of God. You're supposed to be buying the truth. The Word of God says, see, feed. He says, I'll give you pastors that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. If you'll read and study the Word of God, you can buy the truth. Proverbs 23 says, buy the truth and what? And sell it not. Brethren, the truth is valuable. The truth of God's Word is the food and the only food that will satisfy the souls of God's people. And when Jesus said, And when he said, labor not for that meat which perisheth, but for that which endureth unto everlasting life. He's talking about this meat right here in the Word of God. Labor for that meat. Labor. You have to work. You have to dig. You have to study. You have to pray. God, feed me from your Word. Now, before I forget, I want to mention this. I'll forget it later. I want to mention that if you only eat food once a week, you're a sick soul. You understand what I'm talking about? If you only come to church on Sunday, and some people don't even feed when they come to church, but if the only time you're getting fed from the Word of God, if the only time your soul is getting fed is when you're in the house of God and somebody's feeding you, I had to be fed when I was a little baby. My mom and daddy had to feed me, and when you were a baby, somebody had to feed you. And there was a time in your life, spiritually, that you had to be fed everything that you got, just about. But now all of you have been around long enough, it's long past time that you have to be fed everything. You still need to be fed. There's a sense in which Teresa is feeding us lunch today, and there's a sense in which I am feeding you the Word of God, but you need to be eating the Word of God in addition to just me feeding you. Go get you some food. It's there. It's there for you. Once a week, twice a week, three times a week. Is that the only time you want to eat is once a week? Talking about natural food. Is that all you want to eat once a week? Now you can live. You can exist. I'm going to back up. You can exist on one day a week eating. You can live for a while like that. It's going to destroy your health to do that, but you can live on eating one day. Well, you can go about 7 days without eating. You can go longer than that, but your body's going to begin to shut down. And there are people that go weeks and weeks without eating the Word of God, and their soul is shut down. It's gone. It's perished. How often are you eating on God's Word? How often are you feeding on God's Word? Yes, you come to the house of God Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, but you need food every day. Job makes this statement in Job 23:12, I think. He says, I desire thy Word more than necessary food. I know people in this congregation that every morning, before they ever eat breakfast, they're reading the Word of God. What's more important, natural food or spiritual food? Do you need natural food? You need that for your body. Brethren, your soul is hungry. The Word of God says that Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, Jesus said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And you know what it is that makes you hunger? You know what it is that makes you hungry? You get out and work. There's some of you that work mighty hard. And when you come in from working, you know what you want? When you come in from working hard, you want some food and you want some drink. Now, if you don't ever work, you may lay around the house and you may eat trash food all day long. But if you don't work, you're not going to really be hungry. You may have an appetite, but you're not hungry. But you get out and really work, you're going to need some natural food. Likewise, spiritually, if you're just laying around like a couch potato spiritually, and you're not out serving God by serving His people, and you're not out there facing all the battles that we're supposed to be fighting in the world today, the only reason the devil has taken over the world is the people of God are sitting home on their couch potato and doing nothing. If the people of God were out there fighting the battles, they would need strength from the Lord. They would need spiritual food, and they'd have to be going to God and say, God, I'm hungry, I'm starving, I can't stand the battles anymore unless you feed my soul. Old Elijah, after Elijah went against Jezebel, you remember how he laid down under the juniper tree. He wanted to die. You know what God did? God sent him some what? God sent him some food. You know what he then was able to do? He was able then to go in the strength of that food for 40 days. That was some powerful food God gave him. And God will give you some powerful food if you hunger and thirst after righteousness. If you want some food for your soul, He'll feed you. So he says, you return to me. God says, you return to me and I'll give you pastors that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Come to Jeremiah chapter, go forward in your Bibles to about 5 or 10 pages and look at Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. Jeremiah 15. Now, you know what Jeremiah had to do in order to feed the people of the Word of God? He had to E-A-T himself, didn't he? In order to F-E-E-D them, he had to eat the food. In Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16, the word of God says, "Thy words," this is what Jeremiah says, he says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." He ate the what? He ate the words. The word of God tells us about another great prophet that found a little book, and he ate the book. He says, "I did eat them. Thy words were found." Have you ever found some words in the Word of God? Teresa, often she'll say to me, "Look at this. Listen to this." She's been eating, feeding on the Word of God. Several times a week she'll say, "Listen to this. Look at this. Look at this." See, she not only feeds my body, she feeds my soul. She eats the Word of God, and then she has enough to share with me. "I found thy words, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." You know what made him happy? The Word of God. You know what will make you happy? Is feeding on the Word of God. Eat the words. "And the Word of God will be unto you your joy and rejoicing of your heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." God feeds his people. One more scripture in Jeremiah 23. Look very quickly. Jeremiah 23, and then we'll go to one other prophet, and then we'll go to the New Testament. Jeremiah 23, listen please to verses 3 and 4. Jeremiah chapter 23. See, Jeremiah speaks a lot about eating spiritual food for your soul. Jeremiah 23, listen to verses 3 and 4. The word of God says in Jeremiah 23 verse 3, "And I will gather the remnant of my flock." What happened to the rest of the flock? What happened to the rest of the flock? They were lost. They were destroyed. God destroyed them because they rebelled against God and God's word. They wouldn't eat. They turned their back on God. But there was a remnant. You know what a remnant is? A remnant is a small part of the whole. And he said, "And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase, and I will set up shepherds over them, which shall..." What are the next two words there? What are these shepherds going to do? "Which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord." I'll tell you, brethren, one of the things that you need to be fed is the fact that Jesus Christ accomplished what he came to do. He saved you from your sins. You know what that truth, that Jesus accomplished what he came to do, you know what that truth will do to you? It will keep you from being afraid of eternal hell. I have no fear of eternal hell. This says, "They're going to feed you and they shall fear no more." What is it about being fed the Word of God that stops you from being afraid? Well, I have no fear of eternal hell because I have eaten the words that tell me about Jesus accomplishing his work. I believe those words. I believe he has saved me. I don't believe he offered to save me or tried to save me or wants to save me. He saved me. He accomplished what he came to do. So I have no fear because I've eaten those words and they're alive to me. And I have no fear of the devil when I read the Word of God and I read God saying, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Did you know there's some gray-headed people in this congregation this morning? All of you people that are here in your wheelchairs and elderly people, God's given you a promise. He says, "I'm going to bring you forth from your mother's womb, and I'm going to carry you to hoary head. I'm going to carry you to old age. And in your old age, you'll still bring forth fruit in the house of God." Wow. You're a fulfillment of that God says. You're going to be in the house of God. And you're going to still be bringing forth fruit. Do you know how you bring forth fruit? You have to feed on something. That's the reason you're able to bring forth fruit. "My grapevines have brought forth abundantly. My pear trees have brought forth abundantly this year. My orange trees have brought forth abundantly." I had to give them all some food and water. They needed food and water. It's amazing how God can take that food, the fertilizer and the water, and then it goes into the ground. And it's amazing how those trees get those nutrients and produce fruit, isn't it? It's beautiful to see the people of God when they're eating and feeding on the Word of God and they bring forth that fruit and they have no fear. They have no fear of eternity because Jesus accomplished what he came to do. And they have no fear of day-to-day living because they have the assurance that Jesus is going to be with them. And they can say with David of old, "The Lord is," right now, "the Lord is my shepherd. the Lord is helping me. And when I lack wisdom, God has said, well, if you lack wisdom, ask of God, and I'll give to you. And whenever you're weak and weary and faint, he says, come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He'll give you everything you need. And all those words that we eat, they're food for our soul, but it helps us to bring forth fruit so that we're not afraid and we're not disheartened and we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and we can go forth as soldiers facing everything every day. And no matter what the devil attacks us with, and no matter what the devil does to us, we can do like Job when he lost all of his possessions, all 10 of his children, lost his health, had his wife say, curse God and die. His friends accused him of doing something horrible to have so much trouble in his life. We can say like Job, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He wasn't disheartened right there, was he? You know why? He had been eating the right kind of food. Now, without that food, you'll perish. You'll dry up. You'll wither away. I mentioned that this says in Jeremiah chapter 3 and Jeremiah 23, both those scriptures say that God is going to give us pastures to feed us. But I want you to notice one other scripture in Isaiah chapter 55. Before we go to the New Testament, we've got a lot to cover, so please pray that God will help us. Isaiah chapter 55, I've already mentioned that not only do you need to be fed the Word of God, and that's one of my functions, is to try to feed you the Word of God. Now, you don't have to eat it. You ever seen kids that just push the food away? I don't want that. I don't like that. I see that happen with children of God all the time. They're not interested. They don't care. You're on a path of death. You're going to die. You're going to perish. You're going to end up in hell. You will have hell here on this earth if you're God's child and you refuse the Word of God. Hell is coming in your life if you don't eat the Word of God. You'll find a day that you're hungering for the Word of God. Your soul is going to cry out to God for food. And there's going to be a famine in the land. And there are not going to be any pastors to feed. And even when you try to read the Word of God, you can't feed on His Word. And your soul doesn't get anything. Isaiah 55, listen, beginning in verse 1. Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. And he says, ho, everyone that thirsteth. Come ye to the waters. That's those living waters. Come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that you can buy the Word of God without any money? Isn't that pretty? I have to share this with you. God sends me stuff in emails occasionally, and I got one this morning. It's the only one I looked at this morning, and I'll be glad to try. I don't know how to send it. I'll get somebody to send it to you if you want it. But it's about a philanthropist, a man that had a tremendous amount of money, and he began to be burdened about the hungry people out on the streets, the homeless people in the big city that he was living in. And so he went down to the shelter, and he paid somebody thousands of dollars to take this shelter, homeless shelter, where they would come and eat before they went back out on the streets to sleep at night. This dining hall that was there, they went in there, and he paid people to decorate that like a beautiful restaurant. And all the tables had tablecloths, and he brought in china, and he brought in silverware, and he brought in chefs to cook filet mignon, and he brought in people to fix all this fancy desserts and salads and everything. And the people were told when they got to the door, just wait at the door for just a few minutes. And then you know what they did? They did just like they do in fancy restaurants. They would call out their name, and they'd say, Frank. Frank, come in. And Frank would walk in, and he would see all that place decorated so much. And the man would say, come right over here and sit at this table. We have a place reserved for you. And he sat down. And it showed all those homeless people coming in, and they sat down. And they began to bring out food that most of them said, because they were told, you're getting filet mignon. They said, we've never had filet mignon, but it sure was good. What is filet mignon? They said, well, it's a steak. Oh, it's been years since I had a steak, but I had never had a steak like that one. You understand? And these homeless people cried and they wept and they were happy because they were being fed something like they had never eaten before. Did you know that's my wonderful experience as a man of God, to preach the Word of God, and sometimes people come in and they look just like those homeless people. They have had no home in the house of God. They've had no food from the Word of God. And they come in, and they look like those homeless people, and they say, "Oh, that was wonderful. That was delicious. My soul rejoiced in the meal I've just had." And others have gotten so accustomed to it that they just walk in and walk out with no appreciation for the food, for the banquet that God has prepared for us. In fact, it's much like Luke 14, where a man prepared a great supper. I thought about that when I was looking at that little clip this morning. A man prepared a great supper, and he sent his servants out and said, "Bid them to come." And one said, "I've married a wife, and I can't come." Another one said, "I have some fields that I need to go look at." Another one said, "I need to go check my ox that I've just bought." And they all, the scripture says, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. You make excuses about coming to God's house. You make excuses about not being interested in God's word. Make them all you want to. A day is coming that God's going to slam the door. And that's what he did to those people that were invited to the supper. God shut the door and said, "They will not eat of my supper." It's a serious thing to make excuses about not feeding on the Word of God. Whether you're being fed the Word of God or whether you're not reading and studying the Word of God and eating yourself. Isaiah 55:1 says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat." Eat what? Eat this food that you can buy without any money. What is this food that you can buy without any money? It's food for your soul. "Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." Oh, brethren, we need to eat the Word of God. We need to feed on the Word of God. We need to realize how serious it is that God has given you Bibles in your, and he's called you and says, "Come, buy, come, eat, come, drink." And it's all prepared for you, and you don't even open the book. May God help us to realize the necessity of spiritual food for our souls. And may God forgive us for those times that we have neglected when he has prepared such a bounty of food and we didn't appreciate it. May God help us to be thankful for the spiritual food for our soul, and be thankful for the natural food for our body, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.